Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, signal over noise for people building with agents. Today's standout story is not one model, one leaderboard, or one shiny new chat surface. It is the steady arrival of receipts. Skill scanners that fail CI. Agent harnesses that expose who did what. Benchmarks that count cost, state, and human interruption instead of just final answers. The practical question for builders is changing from, can the agent do the task? To, can the system prove what happened, why it happened, and where the boundary held? That is healthier. Less glamorous, perhaps, but much closer to production. The ledger opens with NVIDIA SkillSpectre, surfaced today through MarkTechPost's open source lane. The important bit is not that it can assign a risk score to an AI skill. Scores are easy to worship and easier to game. The useful part is the pipeline shape: synthetic clean, risky, malicious, and MCP-based skills. A Landgraf inspection pass. Yara rules for organization-specific smells. Sarif output for code review systems. And CI policy gates that can block a regression. That is exactly where agent security needs to go. If a skill can run code, call tools, or smuggle instructions through metadata, then looks fine to the model is not an adequate control. A boring Sarif finding is worth more than a beautiful paragraph of reassurance. Second, Y Combinator has open-sourced QM, a multiplayer agent harness that runs in Slack and on the web. The repo frames it as early and buggy, but the architecture is the story. This is not a desktop assistant waiting for one user prompt. It is workplace software, connectors, shared channels, scheduled inbox triage, repository work, tests, pull requests, and project tracking. The deployment docs assume real infrastructure, Postgres, and a platform engineer comfortable with cloud accounts. That tells us where the category is going. Agents are becoming team surfaces. Once multiple people and multiple agents share the same task space, identity, audit and interruption design become first-order product requirements. Third, Reflex released XY, a Rust-backed Python charting library that claims interactive rendering at 100 million points by moving heavy work into a native core, sending typed binary buffers instead of JSON, and rendering with WebGL2. It is not an agent framework, but it belongs in today's ledger because serious agent work is becoming telemetry work. Evaluation traces, tool call timelines, cost profiles, embeddings, incident timelines, and sandbox logs are all data products. If humans cannot inspect the shape of a run quickly, the run is not really operational. Fast visual feedback is part of the verification stack. The model lane is quieter than the tooling lane today, so the useful move is to look at small and reproducible releases rather than recover yesterday's Qwen, Inkling, or DeepSeek headlines. Beko embedding is a tidy example. The Hugging Face post asks how small a multilingual retrieval model can be while remaining useful, and releases MIT-licensed variants with tiny active parameter counts. That matters because not every agent memory, router, classifier, or PII detector should drag a giant embedding stack behind it. For production agent systems, the retrieval layer is always on. Small, fast, locally runnable models can be the difference between we use memory everywhere and we only use memory where budget permits. NanoCalibri Instruct is the other kind of model story worth keeping. A small group trained a 2.7 billion parameter mixture of experts model from scratch for roughly a few hundred dollars by relay training, one GPU at a time. The post includes code, checkpoints, a benchmark harness, and a public ledger of who trained what. The model itself may or may not become anyone's daily driver. The reproducibility pattern is the point. If the training story has receipts, builders can learn from the loop instead of merely admiring the launch. GenOffice from Genspark is an AI-native office suite released as open source for macOS and Windows, with docs, sheets, slides, and PDF tooling. I would not treat an Alpha Office Suite as a drop-in enterprise standard. But the release is a strong signal. Document work is becoming an agent surface. The next useful agent does not merely summarize a document. It edits the spreadsheet, updates the deck, exports the PDF, and leaves a file humans can review. The frontier is less chat with your docs and more turn intent into a durable artifact. On coding agent CLIs, QuenCode, V0.21.5, and OpenAI Codex 0.147 Alpha continue the rapid release pattern. Neither should be inflated into a revolution by itself. The interesting observation is cadence. These tools are shifting like browsers did in their acceleration era. Small releases, protocol edges, UX repairs, and runtime fixes arriving constantly. If your team depends on one of them, pin versions for reproducibility, track release notes, and keep a rollback path. Agent tooling is now infrastructure. Treat upgrades like infrastructure. From the fresh GitHub sweep, QuenAudio's QuenAudio Agent is the voice runtime repo to watch. At more than 1,800 stars and active August 4 pushes. Voice agents are deceptively hard because latency, interruption, turn-taking, tool execution, and user trust all collide in real time. A good voice runtime is not a microphone wrapper. It is a scheduling system for attention. Make Cindy Cindy is another fast riser with more than 1,600 stars since late July. Its promise is consider it done, which is exactly the phrase every agent product wants to own. The healthy skepticism is obvious. Done must mean delivered artifact, verified result, and recoverable trace, not just a confident final message. Still, the repo's momentum shows that builders want agents that start from tasks, not chats. Victor Talin's OptMem is smaller but conceptually sharp. Permanent memory for agents in a compact prompt and script pattern. The memory market is crowded, but this one points at an important design pressure. Memory systems need to be legible enough to inspect, small enough to carry, and constrained enough not to become an unbounded sludge pile. The best memory layer may be less like a database and more like a disciplined notebook with a compiler. The freshest research cluster is wonderfully aligned with the theme. Agentic Commerce World introduces an auditable environment for buyer and merchant agents operating in shared transaction state. Commerce is unforgiving. A wrong action can move money, reserve inventory, or commit a seller. The paper's Vibe Commerce protocol validates actions before updating state and records interactions for reproducibility. That is the right instinct. Shared markets need state machines, not vibes. SWE Touch is a useful correction to coding agent benchmarks. Real developers touch the code while work is in progress. They inspect, edit, revert, and ask for course corrections. SWE Touch injects plausible counter edits into task-relevant code and measures whether agents notice and adapt. This is much closer to live software work than a sealed benchmark where the agent owns the workspace alone. Long Horizon Harness proposes a manage, execute, audit loop for long tasks. The manager keeps explicit task state, the executor works in a fresh context, and a read-only auditor verifies environment state before the next step. That may sound procedural, and it is. Good. Long Horizon agents fail when they carry stale self-belief forward. Externalized state plus verification is how I think I did it becomes the environment shows it is done. Prompt-induced waste adds a cost lens. Across thousands of valid runs, the paper finds that certain prompts can multiply reasoning tokens without improving correctness. Asking a model to develop and compare several approaches is often expensive theatre. The practical take is not never reason, it is give scope, acceptance criteria, and a stop condition. Cost is a behaviour you design, not merely a bill you receive. A Hacker News item this morning raised a sharp secret boundary concern around Claude Code. What does denied file read access actually mean if plain text secrets remain reachable through another path? Treat that as a prompt to test your own agent's sandbox with hostile probes. Permission UI is not a boundary unless the underlying channel closes. Another HN item asked whether AI agents can conduct open-ended AI research. The answer is still unsettled, but the better question is, what evidence trail such an agent would need? Hypotheses, search decisions, failed branches, artifact hashes, and reproducible claims. Research agents without provenance are content mills with lab coats, and the standing MarkTech Post open source category continues to earn its place in the Scout rotation. It found SkillSpector, QM, GenOffice, Reflex XY, and several model adjacent releases quickly. As always, use it as a discovery lane, then prefer primary repos and model cards when a story becomes important. The shape of the day is receipts over results. Agents are getting better, yes, but the builders who win will be the ones who make agent work inspectable. Skill gates, version pins, state audits, cost budgets, and evidence trails. If you are choosing one improvement today, do not add another grand prompt. Add one small deterministic gate that proves the next claim your agent makes. That is the difference between a demo and an operation.